Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So I got to tell you, I'm kind of excited about this. New York Daily News says David Hasselhoff might judge American Idol.
American Idol?
Yeah. So sources say, and this is what's crazy, is they've got to figure out these judges because auditions are starting like soon. Like
yeah, how
very,
are they
very
gonna,
soon.
How are we going to do this?
They say David is interested in the role and his management have made contact with the show's executives with the views to working out a deal. This is the type of show that he does as much for his passion for this work and, well, of course, the money.
Yeah.
he's always been vocal about his love for these live reality shows and could never stop praising what he had achieved through America's Got Talent. Now, David goes in and out of favor in Hollywood, but at this moment, he is red hot. He was in Guardians 2 as well as Baywatch. His faux reality show is doing really well in Europe because, you know, like they say, Germans love David Hasselhoff.
They do.
And there's serious talk of a possible Knight Rider comeback. So,
well, I don't know.
He loves the Hoff.
It does make sense to me. It's actually one of those where I'm like, wait, didn't he already do that?
Yeah.
But no, he didn't. But yeah. We'll see, huh?
Mm-hmm.
New York Post claims that the Game of Thrones leaks are affecting online gambling because odds makers can no longer offer bets on the show.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Real bummer, huh? And the odds maker Pat Morrow tells Money-ish, it's really frustrating because we were excited to post new things week to week. It's been one of our more fun bets, like who would die in the next episode or who would turn out to be the prince who was promised. Like last season when Cersei blew up the Sept of Baelor and killed everyone, it blew everything out of the water. The weekly bets allowed us to make some money and get traffic to the site. So apparently now they're going to have to start betting on like Curb Your Enthusiasm again or something.
Exactly. And honestly, all that stuff that you said about the show, I mean, are spoilers, but I have no idea what's going on because I've never watched the show.
It's last season spoilers. So if you haven't caught up by that, then shame's on you.
So Refinery29 says that Beyonce is selling a new book called How to Make Lemonade.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to cost you $300.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense, right? Well, it's a limited edition coffee table book, and it features exclusive pictures of her and her family. Are they making lemonade, or is it just a play off of her album?
I'm sure it's... If it's actually pictures of her family making lemonade, I want this book because I think that would be hilarious.
Take some lemons, squeeze it. What do I do now? Turn the page.
Turn the page.
Now watch Jay-Z just look at the lemonade.
Blue Ivy is going to be squeezing the lemon in this picture.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. You know, there are actually people out there who I bet you are so hungry for exclusive pictures of this family.
Yeah.
They will pay $300 for this book.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just see what I scroll past on Facebook.
It would be funny if it was just them making, like...
I hope it is.
Here's Jay-Z with a black bag of sugar.
Yeah.
Just ready to pour the sugar into the lemonade.
I hope that's what it is. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. HollywoodLife.com claims that Taylor Swift is about to release some new music. Source tells the site, Taylor really knows how to cause a buzz, and she's got her whole fan base in a spin right now. She's getting ready to drop new music, and it's going to be epic. She's been working with Drake and is super excited about the genre shift. Thinks it's the best music she's ever created, and it's different from her usual style.
Wow.
Those are some large claims that she's making here.
Yeah, I heard she did do some more things to shake things up over the weekend. Like deleted a bunch of pictures off of Instagram and Twitter, and so she's heating up.
Now, if she comes out and like is no longer Taylor Swift but is instead a symbol. Or if she does, like, remember when Garth Brooks came out with that album where he was Chris Gaines?
Chris Gaines, yeah.
And he looked kind of vaguely like Prince.
Yes. I do remember that. And I'm still waiting for the CMT Crossroads with Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines. I don't know.
That they can never be in the same room at the same time.
But it needs to happen. Maybe you could do it via satellite or something like that.
It would be awesome.
That's the entertainment
I would love that.